Dr. Rabu Gary, who is our special friend and a leader in Prepaid Legal, we so much really look up to and really appreciate his successes, and I can't wait for him to talk to y'all tonight. He has personally sold over 1,000 memberships. Now, and he doesn't do a lot of group. We're talking, this is a guy who's a massive recruiter. He's a really strong recruiter. And he's the very first associate in all of New Jersey to hit platinum executive director. And his team sold over 50,000 membership, and he's been recognized by the Home Office recently as having some of the highest retention in the company. So, and I know he's a full-time track coach for his 8-year-old daughter, Taylor, and I know that as a result of the things that he's learned in his life within Prepaid Legal, that largely all of this has led to his daughter being number one in the district in many categories at eight years old. I mean, just an incredible success story in Prepaid Legal. So, Mr. Gary, I don't know how you did it, but I'm impressed you're on the line tonight with us. So tell us all about it, and we'll turn it over to you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be on the call. Can you hear me clearly?
You can speak up a little bit would help, I think.
Okay, I'm in my car and I'm on my Bluetooth, but I'll speak as loud as I can. How's that?
That's much better. Thank you.
Wonderful. And I'm honored to be on the call tonight. Now, I'm going over a bridge, and normally over this bridge I get a little bit of static, but we're going to hope that we don't tonight. And I appreciate those accolades and that introduction. But, Mrs. Coyne, I told you earlier, I owe a lot of my success to mentors like you and Mr. Coyne. You talked about my daughter being the number one in her district academically. It's because I was on the phone with Mr. Coyne one day, and he probably doesn't remember how this call went, but I remember it distinctively. I called him, and he said, "Hey, have you ever read Outliers?" He said, "No." He said, "I know why you're the way you are. Get Outliers." And so he hung up the phone. And he probably didn't hang up on me, I guess, with the shock value. And I called him back. He said, "Hey, get Outliers." And I bought it. And I called him back and he said, "Well, make sure you read it or listen to it." And that book really changed our life. So what my wife and I, she's trying to call in right now. I'll call her after the call. What we pattern our life on is following folks like you. Not only, you know, folks who have great business savvy, but you have incredible hearts. And it's important. You know, I've always told Mr. Malloy, if a leader leads with character and integrity, and they can show us how to make money, then watch out. I'm going to follow them to the end of the earth. And I remember you guys invited me out to South Carolina, and I spent time in your home and learned about the business and was able to come home and really, really be successful. And I wasn't a ring earner then. You know, they said there are a couple of states you need to travel to before you become a ring earner. One was Ohio, one was South Carolina, and one was California. So I made sure I made it to all three, and guess what happened? We got the ring. And so I'm excited to be on the line tonight to share some information about retention. It's interesting, you were talking about a paradigm shift, and you know, I'll share a couple of things about marketing memberships, and that's what we do. As you mentioned, I'm a massive recruiter. Just yesterday, I recruited two folks, and don't be fast start qualified before you can blink an eye. But the bottom line is, I understand building a book of business as well. Now, when I recruit someone, and I'm free for questions tonight, but when I recruit someone, let's say, for an example, I recruit Mr. Ron Crutcher out of Ohio. Well, my goal is to get Mr. Crutcher to put a list together so we can go and market the membership to his family members and friends. Now, some folks will say, "Well, why don't you go recruit his family members and friends?" We'll get to that. But I know one thing. If I show Mr. Crutcher how to market a membership, he'll make money forever. It was interesting. I was down in South Carolina. I remember it was like yesterday, and I told Mr. Coyne, you know, well, my wife and I, the most we made over $10,000, $15,000, we've had $30,000 months. And we would give our family members $1,000 a month. And it was immaturity. We didn't know any better. And Mr. Coyne said, "Well, why don't you buy them vending machines? Why don't you teach them to make money on their own, and if they can get up in the morning and go put some sodas in those darn machines, they'll make money." Well, it's the same way in prepaid legal services. When I recruit someone, I want to teach them how to make money on their own. And how do they make money on their own? It's by marketing memberships. Because, see, brand new people can market a membership sometimes easier than they can recruit someone. Why is that? You haven't developed the story yet. Now, I know everyone else's story sounds attractive. This is a point I heard you talking about Darnell Self and his accomplishments. You know, and it's great that you talked about his accomplishments, but you could have talked about your accomplishments. And if I was a new associate, I could brag on your accomplishments, I could edify your accomplishments, and I could go out there and make some money. But check this out. When I show my sister, my cousin, my brother, my business partner, my bank account, because, see, they don't know you guys, and I can edify you, but when I show them my bank account, and I show them what I've done by marketing 5 memberships, then they're more inclined to say, wait a minute. I know you're talking about your bosses. They call them our bosses. I know you're talking about your bosses and your business partners, but wait a minute. I see that you went out and you marketed 5 memberships and made over $600. How can I do that? And so if I recruited Mr. Crutcher, we're going to go market 5 memberships right away. Now, we recruit his sister, and we recruit his brother, and we recruit his aunt, then great. That's gravy. Because, see, in our business, we want to build a book of business, and we also want to build a network. But what's the use in building a network if your network doesn't know how to go inquire or recruit folks to help them build a book of business? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we offer a product that's pretty much like an insurance product. And I want you to think about this. Many of you have Aetna, Prudential, MetLife, State Farm, Progressive, whatever. Okay, they have employees, and guess what those employees do? Those employees go and inquire a book of businesses, but those employees don't get paid like we get paid. My wife and I, our income increased this year over $9,000. Well, Mr. Indu, who I recruited, his income increased this year over $25,000. My upline, Johnny Davis, his income increased this year over $20,000. Well, why did our income increase and over 97 of our representatives, why did their income increase this year? Because they went out and got a book of business. We recruit people and we teach those folks how to go get a book of business. So I'm a master recruiter. I love recruiting. I love leading with the opportunity. But if I recruit you today, I know how to lead with the opportunity. We're going to teach you how to lead with the opportunity. After a while, we teach you how to make some money for yourself and start to build your book of business. And so, you know, that's my premise. That's what I lead from. My wife and I, as you mentioned, we're close to being millionaire club earners. Mr. Indul will, and I recruited him, but he'll probably be a millionaire club earner before us because he recruited harder than we did. And he also taught every one of his recruits how to build a book of business and go out and market the memberships. And what's interesting is, you know, in a couple of months, my wife and I will be what they call earned out. Now, some of you guys are new, and you don't know what earned out means, but some of the seasoned folks, you know what that means. We'll have a residual income stream that will follow us for the rest of our life, even if we don't market another membership. Now, are we going to stop marketing membership? Absolutely not, because I want to be wealthy, and I want to be like their coin and leave a legacy for our family, and we're not there yet. And we will get there as long as we continue to recruit aggressively and teach our recruits how to build a book of business. So, Mrs. Aquine, I know we talked earlier, and I know there may be maybe one or two questions you might want to ask, but I do apologize for jumping on the call or announcing myself late, but I was listening. I was ready for Stephen Covey. I didn't want to interrupt. But I'll turn the call back over to the two of you.
I've got a quick question for you if you've got a minute.
Yes, sir, I have as much time as you need.
And by the way, thank you so much for taking time away from your family and your business and everything to be with us. Okay, I'm a brand new associate. You just recruited me. How do we go move those 5 memberships? What do we do? What do you teach them? Are you using a flip book? What tell them what to do with that new person or what to do with herself?
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Coyne, let's say I recruited you today. See, it's one good thing to be a great recruiter, but it's nothing better than being a great sponsor. Because if you're a great sponsor, you can eventually walk away. Let me give an example, and I'm kind of ashamed of this. This month, I've only marketed 2 memberships, but I'm rounding $7,200 so far this month, and I'll probably break $10,000. Now, I'm ashamed that I marketed two memberships, and really I am, but I've learned how to be a great sponsor. So where did my money come from? So let's say I recruited Mr. Coin today. Well, Mr. Coin, you have one job and one job only, and that's to put your list together. Now, it's not your job to talk. We want you to be a deaf mute, okay? It's my job as a sponsor to go with you, if at all possible, if it's practical, to go with you as you put your list together. Now, what are we going to do? You're going to put your list together, and I don't want to say this, ladies and gentlemen, I know we're building businesses all across the country, but the majority of your business will be in your backyard. So if I recruited Mr. Quinn because we both golf together, I'm going to ask him to put his list together. And we're going to call that list, and we're going to use what I believe is the best way to book an appointment, bar none, and that's using the number one income earner script, the Dave Cibula script. So I'm going to teach Mr. Coin, it's not going to take long for me to teach him to say this, but I'm going to teach him to call his best friend and say, hey, James, it's Frank calling. I got something important I'd like to show you. It'll only take about 15 minutes, and by the way, you may or may not be interested. When can I stop by? That's it. And what is James going to say? James going to say, hey, Frank, you can stop by tomorrow. And you're going to go by, and if I'm not with you, you'll go and you're going to read through a flip book and go through the road of yeses. I was just at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce with Mr. Sean Cypher while he was recognized. But while I was there to get trained, and I want to learn. And I sat next to a gentleman, Mr. Ken Moore, who has three generations of millionaire club earners in prepaid legal services. And he sat me down and he said, young man, let me tell you, I've made my millions. I walk people through the road to yeses. The road to yeses. And what is the road to yeses? There's a flip book. If you guys have the training on your website, which, you know, your web designers, whoever they are, and I know the two of you have definitely spent some time in helping them design the website, but it's an incredible website. Well, on your website, you have this flip book. And that flip book is designed to walk you through the road of yeses. Because even a brand new person, the people I recruited yesterday, they're going to go out and do flipbook presentations tomorrow. So when I recruited them yesterday, they're smart enough to read through a book and ask some darn questions. You know, a lot of times we tell people we're brand new folks, you know, we want to make sure we keep them safe. Well, guess what? Your brand new people can read. I have a former mayor in my organization. Now, I'm not going to tell my new mayor, well, you're too new, you can't go out and read a book. Well, yes, she can. My 8-year-old daughter can read through that flip book and market a membership. And so all you do with that brand new person, you teach them, number one, how to book an appointment. And if you can go with them, then you go with them. But if you can't go with them, they're going to read through the flip book. And at the end, they call you or they call one of the team members who can help close them out. And that's history. Last week, we Fast Start qualified 18 brand new people. Now, I'm excited that Prepaid Legal put the Fast Start qualified bonus money in, and I don't even know how much money I made off of Fast Start bonuses last week, but 18 people Fast Start qualified, and 13 of them were in my open business. And all of them wrote 5 memberships, and many of them wrote 5 memberships, and I wasn't even there. And so if you get that person, Mr. Coin, to put their list together, use the Dave Cibula script, book an appointment, whether we go with them or not, they can read through the book. And 9 times out of 10, you want to be a great sponsor, you want to go with them, and you want to help them market their 5 memberships right away. And so hopefully I answered that question. And I know it's pretty long and drawn out, but hopefully that was an answer to your question, sir.
Absolutely. That answered it perfectly. Frank's getting ready to jump on another call, but Mr. Gary, that was perfect, and we so love that flip book. I totally agree. You cannot read that flip book to a person who doesn't know about Prepaid Legal. It would be impossible for them not to say yes about 20 times before you get to the end of the flip book. So for those of you on the line who don't already have a flip book, this is not the one developed by Prepaid Legal. This is the one developed by Rabu's team. They actually developed this. I mean, he and his upline, and I mean, they put this flip book together, and it asks closing questions on every page. Wouldn't it be a benefit to you and your family to be able to have unlimited telephone consultation with these attorneys? I mean, it asks questions like that on every page, and it is powerful. So order it from JFA, one of our approved vendors. You can get to them through your Prepaid Legal back office or just call marketing, and they'll get you connected. Make sure you have that book, and make sure you get one of those flip books to every new associate, because they're going to need it. Otherwise, they're going to screw things up and try to explain things. If they can read and point, they're going to make some sales. So don't you agree with that?
Absolutely. You said it the best. See, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't equip your new person with what to say, they go home and scare everybody away. That's our saying. If they don't know what to say, they're going to scare everybody away. And Dave Stavula, the number one income earner in Prepaid Legal Services, and we all look up to him, he made $2 million ads earned last year. For the new folks on the phone, if he would have took advance commission, he would have made $24 million. I want you to understand that. $24 million. Shaquille O'Neal doesn't make $24 million in a year. Okay? And how did he do it? Just practicing and learning that script. The key is getting in front of people. That's it. You know, there's a company, Fidelity Investments, and I want to steal it from them. They say we see eye to eye with our customers because we literally see eye to eye with our customers. And when you go and you read through that flip book, you're going to recruit people because they're going to say, wait a minute. They're going to say, wait a minute. Excuse me for using their first name, but they're going to say, wait a minute, Teresa. All you did was sit down and ask me some questions. And you made how much? You made $100. Let's just say you're just marketing the $26.95 plan. You made $100 by reading this book? Yeah. They're gonna say, okay, I can read through that book too. What do I need to do to get signed up? And that's how simple it is. It's just that simple. So hopefully I answered your question.
You sure did. I love it. And this is powerful information for everybody, I'm telling you. To me, you know, I was really thinking a lot about our conversation earlier today. And, Mr. Gary, your way of getting – let me tell – I just want to tell the seasoned people, I want to point out some things here. Number one, this is maximizing our pay plan from day one. When we teach people to go out and make the 5 membership sales, they make the most money of the 2 options to get started, and we make the most money with the override commission. Another point I want to make is when we teach the brand-new person – how to make a membership sale, how to market it properly using the flip book so they don't mess anything up or confuse anything. They don't even have to think on their own. They just have to read and point. If they know a couple stories to throw in, great, but if not, it's still going to work. By doing that, they're going to have done that anywhere between 5 and 10 times to get their first 5 closes. And so for any person who has read that to someone from 5 to 10 times, the biggest sale they just made was to themselves. It would be very hard to get started in the business like that and read that book to simple flip book to 5 to 10 people, 5 to 10 times, and not be so sold on the membership yourself that you'd be afraid to ever let it go. So this is one of the ways that Mr. Gary has taken his team from terrible retention, lots of chargebacks, lots of cancellations, to hardly any. This is one of the key factors in what happened in their organization. That is one of the reasons I wanted to have him on the call tonight, because although our team's persistency is fair, I know, let's see, what is it Melanie Lawson teaches us? Can you tell everybody those percentages and the increases that they mean?
Yes, ma'am. And I'll be honest with you. We focus so hard on retention, and I say this humbly. We found out that if your retention grew, your income grew. You guys got to understand, we were in a 1095 state for years. And Mr. Endo and I, and many of our, I have team members who've made $80,000, $60,000, $70,000. On a 1095 plan. And it's not because they wrote a lot of memberships. It's because they didn't get a lot of chargebacks. And when
okay, stop right there. Wait
yes,
one
ma'am.
Second. I just got to tell everybody because they don't know what a 1095 plan. He's not saying like a 1099 or something. He's talking about a $10.95 plan compared to a 3595 plan. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. To even put in more perspective, when we first started, an ED, a qualified ED, made $76 per sale. That's all we made in New Jersey. So I was the
wow.
ED making $76 per sale. That's it. But I was excited about that $76 per sale. Okay, trust me. Quit my job too early. But no. But you're right, Mr. Quine. What happens when if I could get a brand new person to do 5 to 10 flip books, I got them for life. And I mentioned this to you earlier, and I'm going to say this gingerly so it doesn't sound harsh. Everybody, I want you to think about something. Many of us understand your the sweetest name that you've ever heard, everybody on this phone, the sweetest name that you've ever heard or the sweetest word that you've ever heard is your name. You know your name or you've heard your name more than you've heard anything else. Now watch this. What we found, if you want to retain a whole bunch of people, teach people how to use a flip book. Because what we found, if you read it over and over out loud, it's almost like praying. And I know you guys are in the Bible Belt, so I want you to go with this for a second. Go with me. call me the mad scientist. Call me, I don't know, call me Dr. Phil, whatever you want to call me, but I want you to go with me for a second. Imagine, many of you probably do affirmations and you pray. Or your children know how to say prayers before they go to bed or when they eat. And they know it over and over and over and over. Not because they say it to themselves, because they say it out of their mouth. When you say something out of your mouth over and over again, it becomes yours. So when you read that flip book over and over and over and over and over and over again as an associate, even if you're not making all the money you want to make, you're not canceling that membership. Because you start to get, quote-unquote, brainwashed on why the prepaid membership is good. Now, you may say, well, brainwashed is a strong word. I don't want to drink the Kool-Aid. But I want you to think about this for a second. And I say this all the time in every training I've done across the country. I'd much rather my team be brainwashed on how to make money with prepaid legal than be brainwashed on who's going to be next on Dancing on the Stars or be brainwashed on Jersey Shore, and they're not from New Jersey. Or be brainwashed on American Idol, or be brainwashed on crazy news. I would much rather them be brainwashed on a prepaid legal membership that's going to help their families and make them millions of dollars. And you do that with the flipbook.
Awesome. Man, well put. Okay, one more thing I want you to touch on before we hop off, and that is Players Club. I know that your team is really, you've got a lot of people going to Cancun on the trip, and this is the time this month for everybody to get ramped up to get going for the next qualification period. So just give us your thoughts on Players Club and a few tips, if you will.
Absolutely. Players Club is very, very, very important, whether you fall out or whether you stay in. Now, I recommend everyone stay in. My wife and I, we've been Players Club qualified for 115 months. At one time, we were number one in New Jersey, but one of my team members, he just broke 2,000 Players Club points. He just ran past us like we're standing still. So we're number two. It's all good. He does more flip-flop presentation than us. But if you want to stay in Players Club, all you need to do, trust me when I say this. Trust me. On everything I know, on everything I love, trust me when I say this. If you do enough presentations, if a person doesn't get the membership, I hope you got that. If they don't get the membership, you ask them for referrals. You say, hey, did I do a good job? I know you probably aren't going to get it, but did I do a good job? And they say, yeah. Say, well, hey, since you have your cell phone next to you, can you open your cell phone and write down 10 people you care about so I could go do a good presentation to them too? Now, if they get the membership and they don't become associates, you say, hey, did I do a good job? They're going to say, yeah. So, okay, wait a minute. Well, since I've done a good job, let me help you program the toll-free number to the emergency line in your cell phone. So let me help you program the toll-free, because they got the membership, so let me help you program the toll-free number in your cell phone, okay? So what do? They open up their cell phone. after you help them program the toll-free number to their legal shield and their cell phone, you say, hey, Michelle, while you have your phone open, could you think about 10 people you know that you care about who I could go help them get this plan to? Michelle will give you 20. So these referrals will always keep you in Players Club. See, you can write 1,000 memberships and never do group because every one person leads you to 10. So you sign up 10 memberships, that's 100 people. You sign up 100 people, that's 1,000 people. I have more people to call back than I can get to. And sometimes I feel bad about that because they may need the membership or the identity theft protection plan, but I can't get to them all. So sometimes I have to farm off my referrals to my associates.
Wow.
Because referrals keep me in Players Club.
That's awesome. And I hope everybody took a lot of notes on that. And I know a lot of people are thinking, I wish I could have written everything down. Well, don't worry about it because this is archived. We'll be archiving this in the back office of in our Pathway to Wealth site, the Pathway to Wealth. And there's a section there for archived conference calls. We do not archive them all. What we do when we have excellent training like this, like Mr. Gary, this is one of the best trainings we've ever had. I just really want to thank you, and I promise you, this one will be archived in our website so that everybody can refer to it, and we'll clip out the beginning of the call, and we'll make sure that it goes straight into the training so that everybody can just go straight to it without any of the announcements and stuff up front. So this has been great. Is there any last comment you'd like to make to the team? Just any words of wisdom from your heart to our whole team here?
Well, I will say this. I had a chance to sit down with Rip Mason and the guys at MidOcean Partners, and I had a chance to look in their eyes and look through their soul. And I'll be honest with you guys, I'm more excited about this convention than ever before. We have 200 folks, within our organization, whatever, that's going to the national convention. And I will say this. I'll say it this way. I don't want to put pressure on you, but I do want to put pressure on you. Because in the words of Martin Luther King, I've been to the mountaintop. And the mountaintop will be to make your very best effort, not your best effort, but your very best effort to get to the national convention. I have a person who came on yesterday. They're going to Oklahoma. Airfare, everything. We have people driving from North Carolina. We have people driving from New York, New Jersey. We have people flying in. I promise you, your belief level will go through the ceiling because 90% of this convention will be inspiration. 10% will be information because you know everything you need to market a membership. You know everything you need to recruit someone. But 90%, it's the inspiration that causes great women and men to be powerful. So do everything you can. Change your family's life. Make it to this convention. Because I'll throw a guarantee out there. And Mr. Coyne, I'll throw a guarantee out there.
All right.
If you have someone on your team tonight that goes to this national convention, and if they call you and they say, Mr. Coyne, I did not get what I believed I was going to get out of this convention, then Robin Gary will reimburse you all of your travel, your hotel, and your airfare.
Wow.
If you can tell me, after seeing what you saw, that it didn't impact you to move forward, then I will write a check for everything. And that's my guarantee to your team tonight on the call.
Wow. I hope everybody understands the seriousness of what Mr. Gary just said and did, because I would do the same thing for your team as well. I would do it for anybody really in all of Prepaid Legal because it is so powerful, and for people, it's hard to make people understand that, but I think what you just did should help a lot of people understand the importance of them really getting there, figuring out a way, making way, borrowing money, sell something, whatever it takes. It is going to be worth it. I totally agree, and I'm really excited to hear your comments about your gut feelings from personally meeting Rip Mason and Alan Fernley and these incredible people that are getting ready to take the reins of our company. It's so exciting.
No, I'm excited as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Gary. You have been over the top, incredible. This has been valuable to our team. I mean, understanding how to market the membership and how to get referrals and why we want new people to get that flip book day one. And there's a lot of people on the phone tonight that I know don't even have a flip book, and that's okay. Listen, you don't worry about what you didn't know yesterday. Let's act on what we just learned tonight. Let's don't blame somebody for not telling us about it. You were on the call tonight. You heard about it. So accolades go to you for being plugged in so that you've got the information. So now it's another reason why you want to make sure your entire team is on this call every single week, because we have such valuable information for you every single week. So from Frank and Teresa Acoin and from Mr. Rabu Gary and his incredible, beautiful family, we want to all tell you we appreciate you. We really love you. We really want the most success possible for yourself, and the sky's the limit here. And so we want you to believe that and build hard for the call next week and build harder to get people to Oklahoma. Even if you're having to convince your spouse or family or whatever, it is going to be worth it. So thanks again, Mr. Gary, and we'll look forward to talking to you and seeing you soon.
All right, thank you, and have a great night, team.
All righty. Good night, everybody.